Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
It's Extreme Bits Radio Show. I W Radio Music that doesn't suck. Welcome to the big show. It's Extreme Bits.
Man, we had some guys like come on the air earlier. It sounded just like us, but didn't know what they were doing. They hacked the system.
We thought we would just start over the whole entire fucking show.
Yeah, because Eddie dipped under the table.
I unplugged
the wrong thing.
I don't know what the hell I did. I just dipped underneath the table just now, or like 15 minutes ago, to fix something, and then the whole internet just fucking crashed out.
Yeah, you tried to put a plug in the wrong hole. Wrong hole, fool.
How many times has that happened to you, where you get the wrong hole and she's like, ah?
A couple.
More so when I was a teenager. I'd say
it still happens once in a while.
Really?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to find the hole after you've done it a few times, right?
Yeah.
It's more of a
teenager. Yeah. And sometimes the girls like it.
They do. They'll just go along with it.
Yeah. They just act like it's the right hole.
We're calling calling Nate right now. He's in the band Lion Eyes. He may or may not answer. We're supposed to have an interview with him 20 minutes ago. Then all hell broke loose.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Nate. What's up, man? It's Eddie and Jason on Extreme Bits. Good, man. We are live on the air.
Very nice. Good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you, my brother.
Yeah, it's been hell trying to get you on the show because I know that we've had problems these past like 3 weeks in a row, and then today you called me up and we had our time zones mixed up. That was like 3 hours ago.
Oh, really?
So I was like, oh no, are we gonna have to reschedule? But here you are.
Oh, thank God.
We made it finally. Yeah, we finally did it.
Our apologies for any mishap.
Oh no, it's all good. There's nothing in life that's easy. It's just worth it anyway, so.
That's true, sir. And so Lion Eyes, the band, you guys are going to be on the Warped Tour, which is kind of strange because you guys don't really sound a lot like what the Warped Tour has sounded like the past, like, 3 or 4 years, at least.
I think that's what we're most excited about, though. You know, I mean, obviously that could go either way, but that's kind of from the beginning of our career, that's been what our strength has been, throwing us into situations where people aren't really expecting to hear what we're throwing their way, and you know, we just kind of play it by ear. But it's worked out for us so far. So
now, how would you describe your sound to somebody who hasn't heard you guys before?
Yeah. Oh, that's a tough one. I think of the essence of it all. We're a rock and roll band. sorry. That's heavily influenced by other classic rock bands, and we also have a vein of reggae. I think it kind of runs through the pulse of what we do too.
Very nice. And your bassist, or is it the bassist that's from Clutch, right?
Oh no, Tim Salt from Clutch, who plays guitar in Clutch, also records records with us. He's done our last two studio records. He's going to do our next one too, and when he gets the chance, he plays live with us as well, but that's far and few between because he's obviously got Clutch to attend to, and he's a new father, so.
Ah. Okay, so what's your life like? Where are you living right now?
We're based out of Maryland.
Maryland, is that where you are right now?
Right outside D.C. Yeah, we're in Maryland right now. We've been off tour for almost a month now, which is crazy because we had about 4 months straight out.
Wow. Anything crazy happen on the road there?
We get that question a lot. I don't know.
We're
better than everybody.
I don't know what's like really... The whole idea of touring in the first place to me is kind of crazy anyway. I mean, we got six guys basically living out of a van.
That's a crazy situation. Right. So something crazy has had to have happened when you're out there on the road. You guys get a lot of chicks throwing themselves at you guys?
You know, I wish the answer was yes. We're pretty mellow. We're a pretty low-key band, and I think, like, after the show, generally speaking, I think everyone in our band is kind of more interested in finding, like, a good meal to eat after show food.
So you guys
wish I could say the opposite.
You guys must partake in the medicinal herbs.
You know, I've smelled it before. I don't want to incriminate anybody. I've definitely smelled it once or twice backstage. It's
sure.
around.
Yeah.
You smelled it after you lit it up.
Would you rather accidentally...
Depends what state we're in.
Would you rather accidentally smell some herbs backstage or have, like, a shot of Jack Daniels?
That's tough. Jack Daniels, to me, is kind of on the low end of whiskey quality. So if you're talking about something maybe a little smoother, I might be in for that.
Connoisseur, are you?
I mean, not really. I just, when it comes to, like, Jack and, you know, maybe some like, Balvenie or Glenfiddich or, you know, maybe even Jameson. Maybe we'll do some Jameson, a shot of Jameson.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, I feel like you probably get the question, do a lot of girls throw themselves at you a lot? I want to mix it up a little bit, and I'm going to say, do a lot of guys throw themselves at you a lot?
Because Jason would love to.
I love your music. I'm a big fan, and I can make you happy.
There is a particular story that one time, I guess, when we were on tour, actually, with Clutch, and we were in Boise, Idaho. And we had a male fan leave a message for me personally on our MySpace page when kind of MySpace was still, when people were still actually using it. And we went and checked out his profile, and his page name was Futter Duds, and he was maybe 6'4", 240-pound guy who was super interested in making my dreams come true. as he put on the page.
Interesting. Well,
you didn't,
and you did. You let him let that happen, didn't you?
I mean, everyone has their price, right?
Right.
What's your price?
Here's a question.
I don't know,
you've never
man.
Been.
I've been looking for a new guitar. You know.
Here's a question.
So
you've
a
never
new
been.
Guitar and you'll wow. Do
well,
the
yeah. The, what what's the price tag on you having gay sex?
Oh man. You know what? I haven't really contemplated it too often.
Okay, we'll say $10,000 plus or minus.
I think the real crux of it is the real swinger. Is it in jail terms? Am I giving or receiving?
I don't know. I really don't want to get the details.
there's a difference there.
There's definitely a difference.
There's layers to this, man. There's layers to this.
We're really opening up here.
No pun intended.
Ooh. Let's go to the part that is the worst. So you'd be receiving.
Oh man, that's tough. I don't think I can answer
There's
that.
There's a
I
price.
$20,000. Say I had $20,000.
Cash money, no taxes.
Oh, that's tough. I don't know. I can't. I don't know if I could give an answer. I don't know. I'd have to see the cash sitting in front of me. It's too hypothetical, I think.
Oh man.
Yeah, think about that
one. I think I'd balk out at the end.
Yeah.
I don't think I could
well,
do
think
it.
Think about it. Like yeah. Afterwards, like you're crying, you're in the fetal position. Like that was what just happened. And the $20,000 isn't going to make that any better.
There's no shower that's going to wash that off.
No,
you know?
No, you're stuck with that for life.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I'd say no go on the gay sex. Although, you know, and you know, we're appreciative of any fan that we have of the band. You know, gay or straight. You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not homophobes. We're not bashing anybody who is gay.
Oh,
we're just asking
sure.
as a heterosexual man, what would it take for you to have homosexual sex? And we're asking strictly as heterosexual men,
Strictly.
As we look at your picture and your bio here.
I think the, I was going to say, I think the question in itself, I think this is, you know, I think that might be a little homosexual. Just the idea of it in general, you know, like
maybe, well, then, maybe you should pay me for having asked you that.
How much would it take you guys to watch? That's the question.
Whoa, yeah. I don't like where this is going.
Watch.
Tell you what, let's just hit. Let's hit.
Oh no, let's flip it. How much would someone have to pay for you to watch a man-on-man porno?
Well, I mean, not too much. It wouldn't phase me that much, I don't think.
We'll PayPal you $10 if you do it right now.
Huh? Oh, we know you've got it.
I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass? Okay. All right, fair enough. Well, there was your opportunity to make $10 tonight.
Yeah. You.
All right. Okay, let's hit one of your songs here.
The question is, how do you know I'm not already watching it while I'm doing the interview is the real question, I think.
You do sound like you are masturbating. You do sound like you are masturbating.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility.
I guess you never. You know what? That's the beauty of radio. Is that you never. Really, I don't know if you guys even have your pants on right now. There's no way to tell any of that.
I assure you, we do.
Tonight.
Tonight. Chris isn't here. Chris usually does the show pantless. It's weird.
Our pantless co-host is out tonight.
Yeah,
so.
Thank God.
So I think I have almost all of your songs here. Why don't you tell me what to play, and I'll hit something, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap it up with you.
Sure. Off a new record, maybe try. We have a new music video that's on demand right now on Havoc TV, like on cable across the country, and that song's Two Lives, I think. Oh, sorry, Two Lives. You're Trying to Kill Me is the first song on the record, and I think that's a good one to go to cue with.
Okay, I guess I didn't have that one.
He caught him with his pants down.
What do you got? What do you got?
No, I just didn't have it handy, but I have it right here. Yeah. Here we go.
Literally.
Hey, all right, hang on. Hang on, okay? We're going to come back and talk to you more. We have Nate from Lion Eyes. They're going to be on Warped Tour this year. It's Extreme Bits, Adobe Radio. The song was supposed to start right here, but it's taking forever to load.
Buffering.
Buffering.
Please wait.
Buffering. While this is buffering,
just a moment.
888-99 Adobe is the phone number. 1-888-999-36. Oh, you're gonna play.
Oh, we're gonna get an advertisement.
Son of a bitch! I hate YouTube. This is why I can't stream anything off YouTube, because now they want to play a fucking advertisement when we're trying to go to the song. Don't have time for this.
Oh my gosh! Now we're seeing a commercial of Jeep.
All right, here's a Jeep commercial.
This hour brought to you by Jeep.
I wish.
The 2011 Jeep Compass, the evolution of a legendary bloodline.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that.
Eddie has a compass.
Stand, sure you have Jeep money.
Stand by here, Nate. Hey.
Time I see you, my heart is breaking, my pulse is racing. Every time I wonder, what have you found out? Is there something that I already know about? Every time I see you, my heart. shaking, my pulse is racing. Every time I wonder, what have you found out? Is something that I already know about?
That's Lion Eyes with You're Trying to Kill Me. It is the Extreme Bits Radio Show on IW Radio. On the phone, we have Nate, the lead singer from Lion Eyes. Hello, Nate.
Put your pants on.
Hey.
Man.
They're on.
Okay, they're back on. Good. Yeah, man, I dig your guys' sound, and I think it's going to be something fresh during Warped Tour 2011.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, we actually travel with a real Hammond or a 1969 Hammond organ, and our setup is all, like, you know, older Marshall Plexi amps, and, you know, I think that our generation of new musicians and music enthusiasts have become so lost in this world of digital. You know, you can do everything on a laptop, you can fix everything with Pro Tools, you can do everything with a distortion pedal, so we're kind of, I guess we're, our focus is to kind of stay as far away from that realm as possible. And I think the only direction that leads you in is to kind of, you know, what all the bands in the older time did, you know.
Yeah. So you guys are kind of doing like a White Stripe sort of a thing, or maybe Wolf Mother. I think they did that too, right? They recorded all analog,
yeah.
And then they
for sure,
on.
And that's how. That's definitely a big part of our recording process too, is to doing stuff to tape, and you know, I don't know. I just don't know how you can argue with you know, how the Beatles and Zeppelin and Sabbath. You know, those, to me, that's the best music that was ever made, and
it does sound.
There really hasn't been anything like that since. So
when you record to analog, I think it sounds more rich, like more full, more of a full sound.
More organic.
Oh, for
more
sure.
Organic, yeah.
The only downside is you have to actually know how to play this song. So I think a lot of people, instead of putting the time into perfecting the song and getting good at their instrument, I think a lot of bands are more concerned with their hairstyle and you know, jeans and, you know, bullshit like that, and that it's never been the kind of band that we are, so.
Well, I was going to say you guys need to work on your hairstyles, but I guess I'll save that comment.
Eddie's an expert. He's got the Jufro to dominate everybody.
Yeah. If you saw my Jufro, you'd all cower in shame.
You just,
I used to have a Jufro, but I opt to keep it a little shorter now.
Yeah, okay, you must be better than me. Sorry.
Eddie's contemplating doing
the
80s
Tom
Hanks.
Not better.
I'm thinking of doing the 1986 Tom Hanks, and I think that's going to be my next one.
Oh, that's a very good, like, kind of a short on the sides, but Jufro kind of,
yeah,
like,
yes.
A bouffant in the middle.
Yes, yeah. Bouffant. That's a very nice way of describing it.
That's a good one. It's the why I love it. It's good.
I'm going to go into Great Clips and say, give me the bouffant in the front.
What's great? Maybe that's the problem, going to Great Clips.
What do you mean?
I don't know if they're going to know about a bouffant there.
I don't follow your logic.
I prefer Fantastic Sam's.
Yeah, well, some of us can't afford Fantastic Sam's.
I think Great Clips is more expensive. They're more uppity there.
Where are you guys based out of?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, man, that's one of our favorite cities ever.
All right, well, when you guys stop by on Warped Tour, we'll be there. We'll be there covering, and remember IW Radio and Extreme Bits, and we'll grab a beer or something between your sets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have you guys out and hang out and see how if people like it, or they're throwing piss bottles at us, one or the other.
Well, in either case, we will be in the front row
throwing piss
pissing
bottle
on the crowd.
Yeah, at them.
And... We also have, when Jason and I go cover the Warped Tour, there is this bar that's right in the back area where all the tour buses are that we like to just hit up during our whole interview session. So maybe we'll do an interview with you there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, give them a disclaimer that we get pretty drunk.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So earlier in the day, we're probably a little more on it. Later in the day, we're a little shit-faced.
So let's meet up around 4 p.m., and I think between the altitude and the heat and the stale Miller Lite, I think this can be a good follow-up interview.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Well, don't associate shitty beer with Denver, because you will be...
We have Coors Light, thank you.
Yeah. No, well, no way.
Oh, man, we're a big fan of... Actually, we can't get it out here yet, but we're a big fan of New Belgium from Fort Collins. So, if you know, you guys have Fat Tire out there, that's a huge deal for us.
We actually have a lot of good microbrews here, like Great Divide, New Belgium, Left Hand,
yeah.
Boulder Beer. The list goes on and on and on and on.
We're fans.
Well, cool, man. LionizeMusic.com. It's Nate from Lionize. And Nate, I one last question to wrap it up. You said that you really wanted to do this interview to Mike, and why is that?
We like to support anything that's kind of independent and without rules, because that's kind of how we follow too. I mean, I think that in the kind of band that we are, we like to support other like-minded independent pursuits. So
okay,
we applaud you guys for kind of doing your